how important it is to play without the puck. And the reason we're playing without the puck is to get it back so we can go on offense. So this weekend will be a big challenge for us.
Shane Hanna also playing better, it seems like, Don Coach.
Oh, he is. I mean, he's always played well to me defensively. He's always been really solid defensively this year, as he has every year. And you know, offensively things weren't going in or wasn't getting the numbers. But, you know, I think he's really starting to heat up. And this is the time of year that we really need Shane and want him you know, cooking on all cylinders. And I think he's really picked up his game. And like I said, he had an injury and limited him all summer. He couldn't do much. And so I think he's just hitting his stride now for the second half, which is the time you want to be playing well. And I think all our guys are starting to turn the corner, and our team as a group. And I think we saw glimpses of that last weekend against Minnesota State. So we look forward to continuing and build upon that and grow from there.
Another question for you, Coach. Where does Dave Ryerson stack up against some of the best defensemen that you have coached?
Well, he was an outstanding defenseman, a long, lanky guy, probably had about 2% body fat on him. He looked like a greyhound, you know, and just sleek and quick and could skate. And a tremendous skater, real handle the puck well, good shot, and just a real good defender. So he's up there. Great young man, obviously, and I know he's was working downstate. I think he's over in Europe right now. They sent him over there to work for a little while. And he played some hockey after Tech, but he would be up there as one of the best, I think, at Tech. You know, he was just a real good defender and real good offensively. So he really could handle the puck. He had a great understanding for the game and a real good competitor.
Another question.
Reggie, we called him Reggie. Reggie Ryerson. So.
Another question. It says, looking forward, we lose a number of good players to graduation, and though we have good underclassmen, it appears we are going to need to have some of the freshmen coming in to have an immediate impact. Also, with the NCHC and other leagues playing the pairwise, how does this get evened out? I'm not quite sure what that means. With the NCHC and other leagues playing the pairwise, how does this get evened out? Anyway, after watching those teams,
how does it get evened out?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I don't know if it does. That's the hard part. I mean, well, here's the way it gets evens out.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about playing the top 15 in the pairwise.
Yeah, the way it gets evened out is our league and other leagues have to do a better job in non-conference, and that's one reason where I think last year you saw us almost a three bid league, get three bids into the tournament, where this year we're looking at one. We've had a let's face it, not a very good non-conference record. So that really slants things in any league's favor that you don't have a good record against. So, and obviously we haven't had a real good record against the NCHC this year, and that's why, you know, this important game. Duluth is playing Northern Michigan this weekend. Minnesota State and Bemidji are playing in the North Star Cup, which are big games. Alaska is playing Wisconsin, and even though Wisconsin has not done well, if we go in and Alaska does not do well in those games, that hurts us even against the Big Ten. But we have to do better in that. So if we can do – if our teams can win some games this weekend against the NCHC, then that'll help overall or help. It might not dramatically help it, but it will continue to help it. And then you got to win your games. But I still don't – I'm a firm believer that a team below 500 – should not get in the NCAA tournament. You know, I really, unless you win your league, I mean, that's sort of why you have that, so everybody has the opportunity. But if they get in and they're below 500, then the pairwise to me is not working properly. That's just my own opinion. So hopefully we can, look at that and see what maybe some of the weaknesses are in the pairwise system. But it can be really weird, because if you don't play many games against another league and don't do well, it can really skew things on you.
So how much – I know you kind of answered that, but how much impact if, say, Minnesota State beats St. Cloud this weekend? I mean
well, it'll have some impact, but I'm not so sure how much, because – it's just one game in maybe over 20 games. So, and that's where you're up against it. If you haven't done well in those first 19 games, one game, it just counts as one game. So it's not going to skew it a lot. It's that 20 games that are important. If you went 16-4 against the NCHC, then that's going to help you. But if you're 4-15 and you win another game and get to 5-15, it's not going to, really affect it a whole lot. But it can. But we got, like I said, four or five games coming up now. So, that can really help.
I wanted to ask you, too, about Max Vallis and guys like he and Patrick Anderson, getting a taste of playing every once in a while and keeping them kind of fresh is a good thing, I would imagine, for when they have to come in.
Well, and that's what you try and do. You try and keep all your players mentally and physically sharp. So when the injuries start mounting up or you have a player leave the program, then you have Heenan go down, you got Jackson down, now all of a sudden you're down, you know, three players who are pretty good players, and you have to make sure that your depth guys are ready to go. And they've all played before, like Evan Anderson's played, Patty Anderson's played, Max Vallis has played. They've all contributed at some point, Jimmy Davis, Walker Hyland. So it's very important. And before the end of the year, I told them, we're going to need everybody, and you need everybody on your team. And as coaches, it's our job to make sure they continue to stay in shape, that we talk to them a lot, make sure there's communication, knowing that they fit into our overall scheme of things and our plan and our team, and to be ready when you get the opportunity, because everybody wants the opportunity to play. So to me, it's important when you get that opportunity that you take advantage of it and you're ready to go.
NHL All-Star Game, All-Star Games coming up this weekend, Coach, and John Scott reinstated as the captain of one of the teams, and I know everybody around here is excited about it, and I'm sure he is too. And how badly did the NHL botch this whole thing?
Well, you know, I'm thrilled for John, and you know, happy that he gets to go, and you know, for him and his family, and it's a tremendous experience. So the NHL, well, they probably got more marketing out of this than they ever could have wanted about the NHL All-Star Game, and more people are, you know, inclined to take a peek in to look at it, and for whatever reason. But John's an NHL player. You can say what you want, and what his role in is, what he's done. You know, he's an NHL player. He's played a number of games over his career there. So, and I don't know if the Players Association stepped in or what happened, but you know, I'm just glad it all worked out. You know, it wasn't John's you know, doing. It's the fans. The fans, they had a system. The fans voted in him. Whether you voted him in, whether you like the system or what, whatever. You know, that's what happened. So I'm just glad it's all going to turn out, and John will represent himself and his family and his organization and Michigan Tech very well in the All-Star Game. So congratulations to John, and I'm glad the NHL got it right.
Absolutely. We only have about 2.5 minutes, Coach, yeah. And we've got a big weekend coming up. Coach Bergeron's Falcons travel schedule, leaving Wednesday.
We're going to head out Wednesday, go part way, yeah, and just this time you never know about the weather, and we have to get on the ice for practice on Thursday at 5 o'clock, so you don't want to leave crack of dawn here and not sure if you're going to get there and even practice, so it's important that we get down there and practice, and most teams do that now. They'll leave Wednesday sometime and try to get their location, but we need to have a good practice Thursday. We have to have a great weekend. That's the bottom line, so we're going to get down there Thursday, get settled, and be ready to go Friday. I know our team's excited. You know, it's sometimes it's good to have that week off because you're anxious to get going. We might be a little rusty to start the game, but, you know, I think we'll be ready to go, and I like our team going forward. You know, Bowling Green's a big challenge. Minnesota State went in there and tied two games early in the year, so we know they're going to be good hockey games. And, hey, we got a chance to be the first team in our league to beat Bowling Green in their building this year.
Well, I think it's going to be, I think they're going to be great games.
In league play.
In league play, I think it's going to be great games. And we've had some big wins there. The overtime winner by Pietola from Reed Sturrows on the no-look pass. It was.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We've played well in there. We've won in there. So we've had a lot of players go in there and understand what it takes to win in there. And like I said, we've been good on the road. We're a good road team. We'll be dialed in. We'll have some support down there. So we're ready to go. And then we'll be anxious to come back for Winter Carnival. And I want to mention again, if you haven't got your tickets, get to the ticket office and try and get them, because they're going fast. And like I said, I looked it up and we did yesterday. Not many left, so there's some scattered seats. So grab your tickets. It's going to be a heck of a weekend of hockey, just like this weekend will be. So if you're in the Bowling Green area, come on out and see us, all those Tech alumni, and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and they're going to have alumni stuff down there.
Yeah, they have alumni get-together down there, so just to talk to our alumni office and figure out where that is and what time it is. I know it's 5 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday. I don't know the location, but contact our alumni association and come on out and have a good time with your fellow Texters.
Coach, have a great week of practice. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Dirk, thanks. Always glad to be with you, buddy.
Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.